This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Wage gaps abound in this economy. Men, women, white, black, Latino, and Asian. Also rural and urban. And that last gap may be getting wider. Urban workers earn about 23% more than their rural peers do. That's according to some new data out from the New York Fed. It was more like 20% before the pandemic. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has more now on how different the economy looks in those two very different parts of this country.
To understand the disparity between rural and urban wages, Columbia Business School's Connor Walsh is going to take us back to the 80s, the 1880s.
For a very long time, at least a century post the Civil War, the rural-urban wage gap was closing.
Rural areas were catching up to city wages, mostly because of new technology coming to smaller communities.
Then around 1980, this all changed.
That's when the lucrative business services sector took off in places like New York, LA, and San Francisco.
So in particular, finance, tech, and professional services. So you saw big income gains in cities.
At the same time, manufacturing jobs started leaving rural America, further widening that gap.
Now, that started to flatten out after the financial crisis. So if anything, we saw relatively even growth in the 2010s between urban and rural areas. And now it looks like post-COVID, something like more divergence is starting to happen again.
And economist Salchik Aaron with the Conference Board says part of a problem is persistent inflation, which is different in rural and urban areas.
The inflation impacted people living in rural areas more because they spend considerably more money on goods with higher price increases. Which goods am I talking about? I'm talking about the vehicle purchases, and I'm talking about gasoline.
And Aaron says the arrival of higher paid remote workers to rural areas during the pandemic didn't help. They've pushed up housing costs. And Rebecca Dudensing with Texas A&M University says
they're also driving up the cost of oftentimes taxes because they expect a higher level of amenities, you know, water, sewer, roads. They expect a greater variety of activities.
She says people working in economic development like her are trying to balance out these trends with education for locals to improve their job prospects. But it's not easy. Stefan Weiler sees it from his post at Colorado State University, which serves a lot of first-time college students from rural parts of his state.
The problem is that they, once they get educated at a place like CSU, they don't go back because they can't use their degree as much as they could if they stayed in Fort Collins or in Denver or otherwise.
Because it's not just that universities are in cities, so are the jobs.
There aren't many high-paying jobs that require high skills in rural areas. And they don't have the productivity advantages in terms of clustering the suppliers and this thick market for workers.
Even with remote work and industrial policy bringing some better-paying manufacturing jobs to rural areas, the earnings gap between rural and urban workers is unlikely to shrink. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.